How's everybody? Good?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You take credit for the 5-2 start?
Well, I just think they, from the past experience, is very important. And Ponder, I think he has a better, doing a better job because in the past, last year it didn't work out as good. Now he's moving around more and buying more time so he can throw the ball. And again, you come the first year, you learn a lot, but you always put that in your mind. So when it happens again in that situation, you jump to it and do something different. And hopefully you're successful at it.
Say Thursday night.
Well, yes, I've been working on it since, I think it was July 27th or 28th when they told me about this. And I've been working at it. But I just got a little note from Deb. They gave me three, now it's down to 2 minutes, so I'll have to change it up a little bit. So, but I'm ready.
Can you take us through the talk that you gave at the beginning of training camp? What that meant to you and how you felt it went across.
In general, yes, there's ways that you can win, but you have to pay the price. You have to, and I told them basically what I did was when I played is that you watch film, you look at the plays, you look at what you need to do as a linebacker or running back, wide receiver, and I said, just visualize it. Look at the film, visualize it, keep it there. Continue thinking about it. And when they call you to run the play, you can do it within seconds. In the NFL, as a especially a linebacker, if you don't know where to drop back on the pass route, they're gonna throw the ball real quick and they're gonna catch the ball and you wanna drop in the right position. That is key. You have 1/100th of a second to make that decision. If you visualize that, you know what to do. Then you can know where to go. That is something I told them. You have to focus. You have to leave things that you do in life. You have to let it go and come to practice, and you practice at it. Every day, every play, you just do it over and over and over in your mind. And physically, you do it. And I just said, you guys, it takes your entire heart to make it happen. It's not just, today. It's your heart and you give it all. You focus on it and you accomplish it. And the other thing I told him I tried to do is you write your goals down, what you want to do. And if you don't write those down, you'll forget about it. But if you write them down and you check it every day, and I'll share this with you. I was a rookie playing against the Saints. No, I'm sorry, St. Louis Cardinals. Jackie Smith, tight end. I was starting and I made a few mistakes. Roy Winston came back in the game right before halftime with, what, 2 minutes left. And when we went into the locker room and I thought I wasn't going to start no more. Well, when he said, "You players that started the game, go back out there and start again," that excited me. That just blew my mind away because I got a second chance. And I went out there and I covered Jackie Smith and I did everything, tried to keep him from catching the ball. And he didn't catch any more balls that second half. After the game, the media came to Bud. They asked Matt, "What did Matt Blair bring to the game?" Bud said, "Lack of experience." From that day on, that's when I decided that I need to do a little bit more. And that's what it's all about. You try to tell the players, here's what you need to do. You got to get the experience. And the experience will pay the price, and you can have fun in this game, if you do it right.
What does this honor mean to you?
All right, they gave me 2 minutes. I hope I don't get emotionally for 2 minutes and not say anything, but it's very humbling to be put in with great players. The Tarkingtons, the Ellers, the Carters, the Marshalls, the Grants. It's, those guys are just legendaries. And to be among and be the 20th player for the Ring of Honor, it's like you being picked to be the best writer in the world. That's what it feels like. Thanks, guys. Thank you.